Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, and that means I'm joined in the studio for this episode of Casual Friday by the lovely and talented and ever leaner Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
Good. You know, that whole word leaner, right? You know,
uh-huh.
We don't, when people see each other and someone has had some sort of transformation where their body has gotten smaller in some way, people always say, oh, you look like you've gotten skinnier. Especially women, right? They they really like that term, skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it hard to say skinny because I know that it denotes a negative connotation to me.
Right.
And so, leaner really is the word that people need to start using more often, but they don't.
Well, I think that society has women programmed to think that skinny is better.
Yeah.
Like the Kate Mosses and the supermodels.
Have you seen pictures of Angelina Jolie lately?
Oh, she looks really bad.
I wonder if she's getting ready to do a movie about the Holocaust where she was in a concentration camp because she looks like she's starving herself to death.
Maybe she is getting ready for a role, but whatever she's doing, I hope that she can bounce back from it because she looks very unhealthy.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if one of her adopted children got that lean, and she's actually lost muscle. Her bicep muscle looks like the size of a hot dog.
Really?
It's so small. Yeah, it's disgusting to me. But I'm sure that she'll, you know, and women are most susceptible to these fad diets, right?
They really are.
Didn't you just read someplace this morning that people who go on fad diets develop kidney stones more frequently?
Mm-hmm. Carla Yvette Espinosa, she posted on my wall an article about Bride's Extreme Wedding Preparations, the nose tube diet. And in here it said that the extreme diets cause kidney stones.
Right.
Yes.
But can we talk about this nose tube? Because this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I'd like to take this woman and smack her. I know that's not popular today because it'll get me a domestic violence charge. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, is she crazy? Tell the audience what this woman is doing to get leaner for her wedding.
This woman's name is Jessica Schneider, S-C-H-N-A-I-D-E-R. She's 41. She's trying to lose weight for her wedding. And her quote is, "People think I'm sick. I'm dying." It's because she's walking around with a nasal gastric feeding tube attached to a portable plastic bag of low-cal liquid nourishment.
Now,
and this is how she's getting her nourishment for the day.
So now let's talk about this just for a second. This nose tube is what you see.
Yes.
In people who are in comas. Excuse me. Who, when they say, hey, to the family, we've got to take them off life support. One of the things they take off is they remove the feeding tube and then let the person die. Mm-hmm. So this is the most extreme form of being incapable of surviving on your own when they put a feeding tube in your nose. This woman has chosen to do this because she can't keep her big mouth shut long enough or her fingers off the Twinkies long enough to lose weight.
She's getting 800 calories a day through a tube that runs from the nose through the esophagus and into the stomach. And it's 800 calories of protein and fat, no carbs.
Yeah, because they know.
It sends her into ketosis.
Right.
And
so instead of recommending to her eat 5 meals a day of beef and chicken and fish and avocados and nuts and olive oil and stuff like that, because she couldn't be trusted to do that. God forbid she have to go home and be trusted on her own to eat those foods every day.
It said in here that she discontinued or stopped going to pick her daughter up from school because she was afraid that she was going to scare the kids at school.
You know what? I got to ask this. I mean, I wish I could get this woman on the show. Does she have no discipline at all? Like is she so at the mercy of her appetite that she can't choose to eat protein and fat exclusively for X amount of days, where she has to, what did she pay for this?
$1,500 for 10 days. 10 days.
$150 a day.
But don't you find it interesting that you know, it's protein and fat and no carbs?
Yeah. Well, they know that. If she goes into ketosis, she's going to burn fat.
Right.
Right? So the truth of the matter is, if someone said to her, look, if you don't eat anything, if you eat anything but protein and fat, we're going to break your hand. That would be more effective than putting a tube in her nose.
That's just so extreme. Like the title says, I would never do that.
And you see, this is my problem with America today and probably the rest of the world.
It's because everybody wants that instant gratification.
It's not just that. You're right. They want instant gratification. They want to see a major weight loss very, very quickly, even though they took them decades to get fat the way they are. And look, I'm no different. It took me years to become 300 plus pounds.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to lose weight quickly too. But I knew that there had to be some sensibility applied. But that's not the real problem here. The real problem is everybody in this country wants to blame somebody else for their plight.
Right.
Okay? And it comes down to, oh, you know, it's not your fault. This is why so many of these gurus out there who have some of the unhealthiest, fattest clients, and all they do is listen to them cry, well, it's not your fault you're fat. It's not your fault. Your mom did this to you. You were raised that way. Something's wrong with your brain. You don't have the money to buy healthy. It's always excuses. It's all BS. Mm-hmm. It's all BS. Take responsibility for where you are with your health right now, once and for all.
And take control. Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, you got to have somebody put a tube in your nose because you can't be trusted to eat nothing but protein and fat on your own. Maybe you can't be trusted to raise children either. They should take your children away from you then, maybe. I mean, what are they going to do when the kid starts getting heavy? Are they going to say, well, mommy's going to have to get you a nose tube, Betsy, because you're getting heavy
exactly.
now?
Exactly. What kind of a message does that send to the children?
I got to tell you something. I've always thought gastric bypass surgery and all those types of things were terrible, and they really are, because, again, they play on this notion that you don't have any control over your condition. It's a disease. Turn to us, the medical community. But this, in my opinion, really, I mean, this is an atrocity.
Mm-hmm.
This is an atrocity. Anyway, okay.
On a lighter note.
Yes. Are there any?
Well, sort of. It's official. I'm down one belt loop
yes,
on
official.
My belt.
Right, and actually it's loose too. It's not like it's snug.
Exactly.
You're actually on your way to the last belt loop on your belt.
Uh-huh.
So this is the leanest you've been in how long?
Probably a couple years.
Yeah. I mean, but the interesting thing now is...
Well, I have more muscle on my body now.
Right.
So
I
can't really calculate it because I have more muscle. I'm building muscle. Now I'm doing it the right way.
Right, because you're probably only losing maybe a pound of fat a week.
A week. I've lost 10 pounds.
Of a total net.
It's
on
been
the scale.
11 weeks.
Right, but you've
on
added
the scale,
muscle. Right.
But I've added muscle. As a matter of fact, I'm getting my body composition done tomorrow.
And you have a photo shoot tomorrow.
And I have a photo shoot.
Now, we'll see how the photo shoot goes. But interestingly enough, every place you go now, when you take your jacket off, the women always say what to you? You work out, don't you?
You work out. Yeah. Like that song.
Yeah,
I work out.
You work out, don't you? Who asked you, who was it that came up to you and said, you must like spend all day in the gym, right?
Somebody said that to me.
And you were like, no, just about an hour when I go.
The best story is, I got to tell this story. I went to the mall last week because I was looking for something to wear for my photo shoot.
Right.
And I was walking into a store, and a guy followed me into the store, and he said, what kind of jeans are those? And I said, well, they're Miss Me jeans. And
right.
He said, well, you make those jeans look really good.
Ah, that's great. That's got to make you feel good.
That made me feel good.
I had that same exact thing happen to me. A guy followed me into a store one day and said, man, what kind of jeans are those? Because your ass looks great in those jeans. I said, thanks a lot. Would you like my number?
Uh-oh.
Anyway, okay. But it does feel good when people compliment you because you feel like, you know, all. Let's face it, you're doing this because you have a competition coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to be noticed for it.
Yes. Well, and I'm not even nowhere near ready for the competition. It's going to be.
Now, I have a question for you. You're not prepared for this one.
Okay.
Your closest friends, do they say anything to you?
No.
Isn't that interesting? I know all of us have had this experience.
Nothing.
Right? It's almost like nothing has changed.
It's like nothing has changed.
In fact, one of your friends, when you went and had lunch with this person, and they said something to the effect of, well, you haven't lost that much weight, have you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you look so much different. In fact, you're finding clothes in your closet. It's like going shopping when you go in your closet.
I'm going shopping in my own closet.
Oh, my God, these jeans fit me now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But this person said to me, well, you haven't lost that much weight, have you? And that's when I was about 7 weeks, remember, and I had lost 7%
body fat
and gained 7 pounds of muscle and lost 7 pounds.
Right.
And I was just kind of devastated because it was like, well, yeah, I have, and I've been working so hard. I didn't say that. I just said, well, yes, and I told her the statistics, but
didn't mean anything.
Didn't mean anything. No.
Yeah, and so the reality is the people closest to you quite often don't say a word.
And that's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why can't people be happy for you?
Well, in my humble opinion over the years of thinking about this, it's because if they acknowledge what you're doing, then they have to acknowledge what they're not.
That's true.
And it's a lot easier just to shut it out because nobody wants to put in the hard work. They don't.
It's hard work, too.
They'd rather go to Weight Watchers and kid themselves and think that they're doing a good thing for themselves as they erode the muscle on their body in hopes of making the scale change as opposed to changing their body composition.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
A who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Showtime.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. My allergies have been really bothering me.
I know what you need to do.
What?
Go outside and play in the dirt.
Yes. Actually, that helped.
We worked in the yard last weekend.
Right.
And what happened?
I'm always clearing my throat, right? Especially this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we worked in the yard for a few hours. I mowed the lawn and we cleaned up shrubs and we sprayed neem oil on plants. And
neem oil, by the way, is an organic,
natural
insecticide.
Yeah.
And it doesn't harm the birds and the bees. And
it also kills the fungus on some of the plants.
The aphids.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we're sitting inside after doing all this work and Elise is reading the newspaper. And I'm sitting next to her, normally annoying her by clearing my throat every 15 minutes. And she looks
15,
at me.
15, you mean 5.
Okay, thank you. So you look at me and you go, you realize that you haven't cleared your throat in like the past hour? And I said, you know, it's funny. My nose is not running. I mean, I don't have any allergies. And I said, it's probably because I was out there playing in the dirt.
Working in the dirt.
Yeah.
Well, you remember we did that show about how dirt is like an antidepressant.
It
has the same effect on the body as Prozac.
Right.
We did that a while ago.
Right.
And because we've talked about how gardening is addictive.
Right.
And I really think that dirt has something to do with it.
Yeah. Well, listen, they've discovered so many amazing things in dirt. Rapamycin, the drug that is the drug that's used for anti-rejection of organ transplants, was discovered in the sand on Easter Island. So there's a lot of stuff in the soil and in the sand that have been that's beneficial, but we're so clean today. I mean, my God, you walk into a grocery store, you squirt the antibacterial on your hand, then you wipe the cart down, and then, you know, it's like, my God.
Well, you should wipe the cart down because it has feces on it, but we are the researchers do say that we're living too clean.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going on? Is there any other good information about the dirt?
Well, it says here that dirt is good for the brain. The Mycobacterium vaccae, that was the ingredient that they injected into mice that had the antidepressant effect on mice.
Really? Really? So should we eat dirt, do you think?
I don't think so.
I mean, when we were kids, the bullies used to make us eat dirt. Were they actually helping us by doing that?
Maybe. But they probably didn't know that they were helping.
Yeah, I don't think that's why they did it.
It says the bottom line is organisms that were present in mud, untreated water, and feces were with us right from the start of humanity.
Yeah.
And what has happened over the course of evolution is because these bugs had to be tolerated, they came to activate the tolerance of the immune system.
Right. Right. When something is introduced to the immune system adapts to it. Interestingly enough, as a high school age person, I worked on the racetrack and kneeled in urine and touched horse poopy and I ate lunch with dirty hands all the time. And you know what? I never got sick when I was a kid. I never had the flu, never got colds or anything like that.
Right here, it also says that dirt is good for the skin.
Really?
For combating inflammation, okay, it says that according to the researchers, the bug called Staphylococci works by dampening down overactive immune responses from the body, which can lead to rashes or cause cuts and bruises to become swollen and painful.
So you know what? We could open up a clinic where we just bury people in dirt up to their necks and let them sit there for a half hour and charge them like $500 and put a nose tube in them and feed them while we're doing it so they lose weight at the same time.
Okay, here's the one. Dirt fights allergies and asthma.
That's it. And I believe it. So I need to get out in the dirt every day probably.
Another study shows the health benefits of dirt. They studied two groups of mice, and they found that the group with early life microbe exposure had significantly lower numbers of inflammatory immune cells in their lungs and colon, giving them a better chance at avoiding asthma and inflammatory bowel diseases later in life.
Wow. So it really is true. Get out there and play in the dirt.
Yeah, play outdoors. And that leads me to gardening. I mean, it's like, for me, it makes me feel better. And you're outside in the sun. You're getting vitamin D.
Yeah. So I we're going to do another gardening show pretty soon, right?
Yes.
Hopefully maybe next week. We're trying to get Brooks lined up for that now.
Yes, we should. Okay. It's about that time.
Yes, it is. Speaking about gardening, you went out to a restaurant last night and discovered something.
Well, I went out to a restaurant with a couple of my girlfriends who did not recognize my weight loss. but we went to I'd like to mention this. We went to a new place, and it's a place that's serving almost all local foods. Locally sourced foods. It was really good. At the end of the meal, I ordered hot tea. And I wanted something that was decaffeinated, herbal tea. So I ordered a mint tea, and it came in a really pretty glass pot, which I have one at home, and has a reservoir on the inside of it.
For steeping.
Right. And all it was just mint leaves, and that's it.
Not dried out. Picked
right off the plant. They just put them inside there, and it looks to me like they took one of the pestles, you know, like that you use to
like when they make a mojito and they grind up the mint at the bottom of the glass.
Because it makes
the aromatic
release. Yes, I'm sitting here using my hands like people can see me, but they can't. Yeah. But anyway, and that's all it was, just plain mint. Steeping in hot water, I added a little stevia powder to it because I carry it in my purse. It was so good.
So you don't have to dry the leaves. That's the bottom
line. You don't have to dry the leaves. So people who are out there planting mint and don't know what to do with it, that's a great option.
What else could you use then? Since you don't have to dry it out, what else could you just go out there and pick off of your local grown herbs and stuff and just throw it in a teapot?
Well, there's so many different types of mints, like lemon mint, chocolate mint, spearmint.
How do they get the chocolate flavor in chocolate mint?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my aunt that. I'm not sure. She had some growing.
That's amazing.
How about like putting any, like, honeysuckle?
What about rosemary? Could you
rosemary, or just flavors, or jasmine, things that you like.
Violets.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw violet leaves. So you can make. So there you go. You don't have to.
You don't have
dry
to go buy dried leaves. You can make your own from your fresh. Garden.
Just pick it and make tea out of it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. That we have to start doing that.
I wonder if you can
make it from garlic. Can you make garlic tea, you think? I guess that's not a good idea.
Yeah, if that's what you want. You can get one of those little teapots that we got it at World Market for like $11, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it looks like, you know, it's really. It just looks expensive, and it's not. It's $10,
yeah,
you know,
right.
at World Market. So,
yeah.
But one of the listeners asked about lemon balm.
Right.
And I think you can make tea out of lemon balm, and it has a lot of medicinal qualities to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And like the mint is really good for after dinner because it helps with the digestive process.
Right.
So the lemon balm, you could do the same thing with that.
Cool. Does lemon balm taste like lemon?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could just use lemon leaves from a lemon tree.
I wouldn't want to use my leaves from a lemon tree. I don't think so.
I mean, I'm just kind of dreaming here, like what other flavors you can make tea out of just by pulling the leaves off and dropping them in, you know, crushing them up and dropping them in hot water.
Well,
interesting.
Whatever.
Maybe the listeners will experiment
with
something.
Whatever flavors you like, I guess.
Marijuana. Just drop marijuana in there and make tea out of it. There you go. All right. So anyway, what else do we have to talk about the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo?
Oh, well, I want to talk a little bit about strawberries.
Yes, please.
Well, first of all, strawberry season is coming up.
Yes, thank God, because there's a scarcity of strawberries lately.
I have not been able to find organic strawberries anywhere.
Yeah. You can find plenty of conventional. In fact, I was at Kroger's the other day, and they had
conventional strawberries that were like about to go bad. You know, they're like they have one more day to sell them. And they had the whole little plastic tub for 75 cents. And I looked at them and I thought, I would never, ever eat those strawberries. They had like blemishes and pockmarks on them that looked like that they had disease. And I thought, are people really going to buy these and eat them just because it's 75 cents each? I mean, it might as well. I mean, my opinion is Kroger's about to throw them in the garbage and they go, well, let's see if we can sell them first. So what's the difference of paying 75 cents for them or just picking them out of the garbage and eating them? That's how bad they looked.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they were disgusting.
I was having a really difficult time finding organic strawberries, so I thought maybe there was some kind of shortage with them or something. I don't know. I called one of the local farms because I wanted to go just pick a whole bunch of strawberries and freeze them to find out if they farm organic or not. And they said they farm – the way they practice farming is sustainable farming. And what that means to them is they use as little pesticide as possible, but they have to use some. And so I did a little research. Did you know that there's 200 species of pests that attach themselves to strawberries?
No. Wow, poor strawberries. They're under attack.
Yeah, 200. Slugs, moths, fruit flies. Sorry, my water bottle just fell over.
Thank God it wasn't open.
Aphids.
Yeah, aphids do everything, don't they?
They really do. Like, they're attacking my rose bushes already. So anyway, did you know?
And strawberries grow right on the ground. Like I remember when I used to mow the lawn, I could see baby strawberries coming up. They just grow right there in the grass.
Well, I've been trying to eat a lot of strawberries because they're so low in carbs and sugar.
Mm-hmm. And they're high in potassium. They're high in antioxidants.
Did you know
that?
Yes, they're very high. Did you know that one cup of strawberries has 0.88 grams of protein in it?
Holy mackerel! So just round it up and say one gram
of protein.
Yeah. The FDA will let you say that.
I was surprised that they had any protein at all in them.
I know, me too.
You're talking away from the microphone.
I know. I had to scratch my back. Sorry,
but. A medium strawberry has 4 calories and 0.9 grams of carbs in it.
Wow. I love strawberries, and they are the go-to fruit. If you want a piece of fruit.
Or grapefruit.
Well, I'm having new thoughts about grapefruit. I have to tell you something.
Okay.
Grapefruit, thanks to Adele Moussa, who's a genius, is brilliant. Adele may actually be Albert Einstein reincarnate, in my opinion. But anyway.
With different hair.
Yeah, he's much more handsome than Albert was. Yeah. Actually, Adele looks like me when I was young. I got to tell you something. You saw that picture of me in the wedding.
He's a handsome
wedding.
Guy.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. I'm glad he finally put his picture up there. But anyway, so I'm having second thoughts about grapefruit because of its effect on the liver and how the liver metabolizes every single thing in your body, but most importantly, hormones.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you expound on
well,
that?
Well, there's research out there that shows that women who are taking estrogen supplementation have affected levels of estrogen because the naringin, I guess, in the grapefruit actually slows the process down of the liver flushing your liver moderates and modulates hormone levels. When hormone levels get too high, aside from the negative feedback loop of telling the body to stop producing it, the liver goes to work in flushing it out of the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
But the liver can't do that when you're as little as one glass of grapefruit juice affects you for days. For days.
Well, how about just one whole grapefruit? That's not a glass.
No, but it's probably similar. It's going to have a similar effect.
Hmm.
So, you know, especially people who are on hormone replacement therapies, grapefruit can wreak havoc. You could go in, if you eat a grapefruit a day or two in a row and then go in and have blood work done and your doctor goes, oh my God, you know, your hormone levels are so high, we have to back your dose down. They back your dose down, but then you don't eat grapefruit anymore. It's like, now you're going to be too low.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, there's a lot, you know, grapefruit can be used if you understand what it's doing,
mm-hmm.
but most people don't pay attention to it. They eat it like anything else, and they don't think it has any effect. And it affects drug metabolism and hormone metabolism, and it affects the entire
function of one of the most important enzymatic cascades in the body, and that is the cytochrome P450 enzyme cascade, which is responsible for producing everything in the body. So, I mean, it's I'm rethinking, and I love grapefruit.
I do,
but
too.
I'm rethinking grapefruit.
I've been eating a lot of grapefruit while I've been on my diet.
Yeah. Well, you may want to rethink it, I got to tell you.
I know. Thanks, Professor Andrew.
We've actually gone a little long here. Yeah, he's a genius. He really is.
Yes, he is.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
All right.
When we come back, we'll pick it up. Do you have a, you want to give them a preview, or you just want to come back and talk about something else?
Oh, I want to talk about water.
Ah, water. That's a good
topic. Since my water bottle just fell over.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the iconic metabolic expert Dr. Scott Conley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, that I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Yeah, keep dancing. You know what I'm really excited about?
What?
I got 2 bags of Physique 2.0.
Oh, yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
How
is it?
Oh, my God, I love it. I really do.
And it's, it's a meal replacement, right?
Yeah, it's a meal replacement, so it has protein, carbs, and fat, plus a host of vitamins and minerals.
Wow.
I mean, it's a real meal replacement product. It's really, really good. I like it a lot.
I'll have
really
to try good. That.
We're going to have Vince Andrich on Monday to talk about it because it's been a long time coming. So.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay, so we want to talk about water a little bit. Evidently, there's a water crisis in America.
Uh-huh.
So, evidently, water is overconsumed and underconserved.
Yes, I agree with that.
The average American consumes 99 gallons of water each and every day, while the world's poorest live on less than 2.5 gallons a day.
That's terrible. And we saw
and
that just
average
recently.
Average American, 99 gallons.
Did we remember recently we watched The Amazing Race?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They had to go and they had to, they were in Africa and they had to go and one of the
a
tasks.
Full water
of
bottle. And people were lined up in lines for, it took like a 30, 40 minutes to stand
yeah,
in line to get water.
It was
water.
Like 40 minutes to get, you know, 2 10-gallon drums of water filled up and then carry it back to your home and use it for cooking and cleaning and everything else.
It's estimated to cost $1 trillion to upgrade America's water infrastructure over the next 25 years.
And it has to be up. What are they going to do to upgrade it? Make it better? Make it cleaner?
I guess, yeah. It doesn't say here. I guess that's what it is. But it also, they talk about conservation and replacing grass lawns with native plants because people use over 15,000 gallons a year on their lawn.
See, and that I can understand them saying, hey, back off on your beautification process of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Take into consideration.
Use what's native in your,
yes,
in your climate.
What grows without a lot of water.
Right.
But there are some things on that list that I don't agree with.
Like what?
Well, they discuss that beef is not water friendly. Raising cows is not water friendly. And that it takes, I forget what you said earlier, how many gallons or how many dollars of water it takes to raise it for one steak or something? Or?
According to National Geographic's Hidden Water We Use, that must have been a show that Natural Geographic did, that beef is one of the most wasteful products. A mere pound of beef takes approximately 1,800 gallons of water to produce.
A mere pound of beef?
Yes. That's more than triple the amount of water needed to produce a pound of either chicken or pork.
You know what? I doubt that that's really accurate. I got to be honest with you. Look, I understand cows drink water, but maybe, I mean, I just can't, in the lifespan of a cow, let's say they raise cows like 6 years, 5-6 years before they slaughter them. I can't believe that a cow that weighs.
Well, maybe they're not talking about the cow. Maybe they're talking about the actual producing of the meat, like after it's slaughtered.
Yeah, I mean everything. It may be because here's where I have an issue with them. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The rainforest.
Uh huh.
Uses a lot of water. I mean, they call it the rainforest for a reason, right? Because it rains a lot there, and it needs the rain to thrive. The rainforest is using a lot of water. Maybe we should cut it all down, right? Okay. People, we drink a lot of water. Maybe we should get rid of people. It's like I can understand conserving water on things that are wants. Like I want a beautiful, lush lawn, you know?
Right.
I want a swimming pool.
I want a golf course
that looks
beautiful.
Beef is not a want. Beef is a have-to. You have to have beef. So you can't, I take issue with them because beef is taking a beating right now. And beef is good for you. But everybody wants us to go vegan here or some modified version of vegan. You know, and cows are like, oh, well, you know, we have to do away with beef. And now they're taking their shot at beef and say, well, beef is the least economical of all the animal proteins to raise. But beef also has things that none of those other animal proteins have. Like it's high in B vitamins, you know. It's high in zinc. You don't get that from chicken. You don't get that from pork. So
right.
Beef is not a I want a lawn type item. We need beef, just like people need water. What's next? We're gonna say, hey, you know what? People over 6 foot drink a lot more water than people 5 foot and under. We need to get rid of people over 6 foot. Like, what's next?
Okay, your point is well taken.
I hope so.
Okay, so how about recycling? Recycling a pound of paper Less than the weight of your average newspaper saves 3.5 gallons of water. Buying recycled paper products saves water also, as it takes about 6 gallons of water to produce a dollar's worth of paper.
Yeah,
so recycling is an easy thing to do.
Right.
Okay, how about showers?
There you go. People stop taking showers. There you go. That's a want. Right? I want to smell better. You don't have to smell better to stay alive.
No, you need to take a shower.
Especially me, because I stink, don't I?
Simply reducing a 10-minute shower to a 5-minute one will save 12.5 gallons of water, and that's if you're already using a low-flow shower head.
I'll tell you what. You want to do something and conserve water?
What?
Turn the shower on. Wet your body. Turn the shower off. Lather up. Turn the shower back on. Rinse off. Turn the shower off and get out. People leave the shower running the whole time. Like when I'm in there shaving my arms or my chest or whatever, I turn the shower off. I don't stand there and let the shower run while I stand in the corner of the shower trying to stay out of the way of the rain.
Well, that's like brushing your teeth and leaving the water running.
Which I do once in a while.
Which I always say, please turn the water off.
Yeah, but I do that because I foam at the mouth and it drips into the sink, and I don't want it to like stick there, and then I have to wash the sink, so I let the water run it out. I do. When I brush my teeth, it's like, you know.
He always says, how come when you brush your teeth, there's not like toothpaste all over the mirror? Like there is?
I'm like the Tasmanian devil when I brush my teeth. It's like, remember the Tasmanian devil with Bugs Bunny? He would spin and everything would go flying.
Okay. So. T-shirts. Go through your closet. T-shirts. If you use 700 gallons of water to produce a cotton T-shirt.
I figured this one out.
A cotton T-shirt.
There's a caveat there. Okay?
Just don't wear a T-shirt.
Well, yes, don't wear a T-shirt. But there's another caveat. There's certain T-shirts that are the worst offenders.
Okay.
The ones that the girls wear in the wet T-shirt contests. Because not only are they using a lot of water to make that T-shirt, but then they're splashing water all over the girl, too. So you got to do away with wet T-shirt contests as well. That's what I say. There you go.
Okay. And also, I think that the EPA has a WaterSense label that you can look at products that have that label on it. And so they say to buy more products that have that WaterSense label on it.
I've been doing my part to conserve water just recently, actually.
And
I'm holding water. As you know, I've been fooling around
with
some hormones.
He's been complaining
about
holding water.
So there you go. I'm conserving. I'm carrying about a gallon of water. I'm up 10 pounds since I've been doing some experiments here.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm carrying a gallon of water with me every place I go. I think that's pretty conservative.
That is conservative. I'm proud of you.
I'm trying to get rid of it, but it won't leave.
This one I'm guilty of. It says, let the dishwasher do the washing. I always rinse the plates before I put them in the dishwasher. It says the dishwasher was made to wash them. Just scrape the food into the disposal and put it into the dishwasher. I'll wash them first and put them in the dishwasher.
Now, the other answer to this is make sure that your food tastes really good.
So you eat it all.
No, because then you lick your plate. And then you don't have to worry about it. You've seen me do that, right?
Right.
Okay. So.
Right. I have seen him lick his plate. They do have a water calculator if you're interested. It's a water footprint calculator that you can buy to tell you how much water you're using in a day if you get that interested in this.
Yeah.
And then the last one is xeriscaping, which we just talked about. Which is planting for your environment,
right,
for your climate.
Like when I lived in Phoenix, right? You have people out there, they want green lawns. Mm-hmm. Green lawns don't exist in the desert. Are you stupid? Then they have the people who use, you know, the terracotta rocks and
that looks
cactus.
Pretty. Uh-huh.
That looks nice. And you don't have to take care of it. You just leave it alone because that's how it was before you got there and built your house.
Right. It says the idyllic Kentucky bluegrass lawn cannot be sustained in most parts of the world.
Right. But I'll tell you where it can be sustained.
Here in Kentucky.
Kentucky and Washington State. Two places where it rains constantly. And I'll tell you where else they could have it. In the UK. Another place it rains a lot. So those places where it rains a lot, you can have.
Yeah, that but kind does of the sun shine there?
Sure, it does.
It does? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Only when the queen lets it, but yes, of course.
Okay, so that's all for my water.
Okay. All right, so we actually have to take a break. Isn't that perfect?
That
is. And you know what? I'm going to go do my part for water conservation.
Oh, you are?
I'm going to go give some back during the break. How's that sound? I'm working on my first gallon of water right now. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. I love this song. This is
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie and Elvis Costello watching The Detectives. This is a fantastic mashup. I'll let it play a little bit.
Again, with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Back to Superhuman Radio. You know who else was in that mashup going into the break? I forgot about it. The Police.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So it's Lionel Richie, it's Elvis Costello, and The Police.
Wow.
Cool. Okay. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. What do you want to talk about first? lovely and talented.
I thought you were going to talk about H-Force.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah.
Are you on a low-carb diet so you can't remember anything?
I don't feel good right now. I'm a little off my kilter. You know what? I introduced a variety of different supplements into my plan, and they didn't all work together well, and so I had to back off of them, and through backing off of them, I kind of feel a little funky right now, but I'll be better in about next week. Anyway, I just want to remind everybody that Age Force is doing a free month supply of their fat burner patch, which is the portion of growth hormone peptide responsible for growth hormone's lipolytic effect, its fat burning effect. It's been studied scientifically. If you want to read research on it, it's actually called AOD9604. You can go on PubMed and find out about it. And it works when it's continuously infused. And this is a time-released patch that delivers over the course of 8 hours. And they're giving away a $50 free month supply. Go to ageforce.com today or go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad to check it out. Okay. Thank you for reminding me about
You're
that.
Welcome.
She's
okay.
So good.
So I think I told you this yesterday, but I'll remind you since you're having a hard time with your memory.
I'm getting old.
Did you know that between 2000 and 2010, the total number of national ADHD cases among children under 18 increased by 66%?
Really?
It went from 6.2 million to 10.4 million.
Yeah, because they broadened the, well, first of all, there's a lot of reasons for it.
Okay.
Okay. They broadened the what is considered ADHD, number one. Number two, you have a lot of people lying about having ADHD.
So they can get drugs.
Yeah, Adderall. It's a stimulant. It's an amphetamine.
It's an amphetamine. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking to cram for a test, if you're looking to be able to go out with your friends and party and drink a lot more and not crash and fall down, excuse me for this one, if you're a competitive athlete like a professional baseball player, you go into your doctor and you say, you know, I have a hard time, like, focusing. My wife says I don't finish my tasks. I jump from thing to thing. And the doctor will go, well, I'll write you a script for Adderall. Let's try that. Oh, great. Thanks a lot. And then you go out and you play pro ball, right?
Right.
And your Adderall makes you run the bases faster and creates faster reaction times and all these great things. And guess what? They can't make you stop taking it because your doctor prescribed it for you. But wait a minute. If you're an older baseball player and your testosterone gets low and you want to go on hormone replacement therapy, you can't do that. They won't let you do that. Adderall is one of the most abused performance-enhancing drugs out there today.
It says Adderall is a mixture of several stimulants. Stimulant medications increases the risk of having a seizure. The primary ingredient is amphetamine, like we just said, and it's the same drug used in methamphetamine cooked up in meth labs.
Right. Right.
And there's a story here that talks about a college girl. She was studying with her roommate, and they were using her roommate's Adderall, and
right.
they ran out of it.
Right.
So she went to a psychiatrist and told the psychiatrist she'd never been diagnosed, but she felt like she had ADHD.
Yeah, right.
And he said he gave her a script for it and said, here, just use this for recreational purposes.
Told her.
He
so.
Told her that in
yeah.
the story.
I mean, that's like going to a cardiologist and saying, you know, I think I have a heart problem. Can you go ahead and give me nitroglycerin tablets? Yeah, sure. Here they are.
And they talk about how the students crush it up and snort it like cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah. My son told me one time that a good friend, when he was in high school, that a good friend of his who was diagnosed with ADHD and clearly probably didn't have it. Okay.
Right.
They used to go to his house and he would share his Adderall with them and then they would drink, you know, because when you take amphetamines, your level of drunkenness goes down. You can drink a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on forever. But my biggest frustration with Adderall is that I say right now it is the most abused performance-enhancing drug in the world. I say that there's plenty of pro ball players and soccer players and everybody else there abusing it, and they're getting prescriptions for it, and nobody cares. You don't see anybody coming out. You don't see the Taylor Hooten Foundation coming out and saying kids are abusing Adderall. The way he came out when his son was killed by his doctors, not by the anabolic steroids, and saying, you know, well, you know, anabolic steroids killed my son. But what about all the kids out there that are abusing Adderall, that are playing football and baseball for colleges and high schools? They're all doing it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. There's been several high-profile We call them soccer. They call them football over in Europe.
Yeah.
Football players, soccer players who have died just recently of heart attacks, collapsed on the field and had heart attacks.
Complete heart failure, right?
Would that have anything to do from drugs?
My opinion of that is a different drug.
Okay.
I've never really discussed this on the air with anybody, and I actually wanted to do a show about this, and so this will be a good teaser.
Okay.
But anyone who's on the internet today knows that you can't, especially men, I don't know how they figure out gender, but you cannot open up your email today without getting at least one email about Viagra, Cialis, and any of those drugs, right? Okay. These are called phosphodiesterase inhibitors.
Right.
More specifically, phosphodiesterase 5, PDE5 inhibitors. These cause a production of endothelial and venous nitric oxide, but only in certain places. In the penis, one, but interestingly enough, in the aorta. Okay? And so the problem that happens is you have a dilating effect in the heart, in the main conduit of the heart, and the heart needs some back pressure. It needs some back pressure. Okay,
uh-huh.
So it's like if you're pumping, the resistance pushing back allows you to push hard,
right,
and then rebound up. The heart needs some back pressure. When this dilation occurs, especially in athletes, their heart collapses. It tries to keep up with that, keeping that blood pressure, and it can't, and it actually just collapses. Now, I'm not saying that that's what happened to these football players, but Cialis, Viagra, and Levitra are becoming very popular recreational drugs. In fact, when you turned me on to Sex and the City,
right,
there was an episode of Sex and the City where the guy was with Samantha,
uh-huh,
and he was taking Viagra, and she said, he says, no, I don't have erectile dysfunction, but this stuff is great. It lets you go on and on and on, and you can have sex for days and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, okay, let's use it. So the people who are using these products nowadays are not, in fact, suffering from ED, but they want to perform even better.
It's for recreational,
yes,
purposes.
But what they fail to realize is, especially, and the worst offender of this is Cialis, in my opinion, and that's the most available and the cheapest on the internet, if you look at any of these advertisements, it causes the heart not to be able to keep up with the demand for blood flow in people who perform at high levels, like athletes, or even recreational lifters out there, guys who are power lifters and stuff like that. And the heart just caves in. Boop. It just can't do it anymore. And that's it. So if somebody said to me, what drug do you think has the potential to do these kind of things in healthy, otherwise individuals, assuming that these individuals don't have some underlying problems with their heart, congenital defects or something like that, I would say that some of them are abusing PDE5 inhibitors.
Even
and they need to test
a healthy 25-year-old?
Sure. Sure. They're, look. There's a study on the internet somewhere that shows that these new performance enhancing nitrate supplements that are supposed to increase nitric oxide production,
mm-hmm,
there have been some deaths in young athletes, high school athletes, I believe, who were using nitrate-based nitric oxide producers because they exceeded the dosage. So, you know, some of these supplements, if it says take four, you better just take four. Some of these kids were going, well, four is great, eight will be better, and their heart collapses. So you can't fool around
with
nitric
oxide.
In fact, taking high doses of L-arginine, if you have a problem in a valve in your heart, can make that problem show up really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Nitric oxide is not something to fool around with.
That is scary.
So if I had a guess, that would be my bet. My bet would be some of these young athletes are playing around with PDE5 inhibitors to hook up with the slew of girls that are all groupies for them, and then they go out on the field and they want to run for an hour and a half, and boom, again, assuming that they don't have congenital heart defects. We have to take a break
already.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, you must have done all the talking that time.
I do all the talking all the time. What are you talking about?
That's what you do.
Yeah. What did I say I want on my tombstone? Something funny about that, about talking or something like that. Maybe like he finally shut up. There you go. That's what I want.
The meter finally ran out.
Yeah.
Because you said you're going to put a parking meter there. The meter finally ran out.
We saw that on a tube. Remember that? We saw that?
When we were visiting my mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more. Listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Palisa?
Yes?
Would you please say welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio?
Because you just said it.
Let's say it anyway.
No.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
You say it better than I do.
Thank you.
I kind of mumble my words sometimes.
So, Dominique Lest posted an article that I wanted to talk about really quick. The USDA is going to let the industry, the chicken industry, self-inspect their chickens.
Yes.
Is that not ridiculous?
They already do it in the beef industry.
They are hoping to save $85 million over the next 3 years by laying off 1,000 government employees.
Yeah.
And the poultry company is expecting to save more than $250 million a year because what they're going to do is, since there's only one inspector from the USDA, they can now speed it up from a maximum of 90 birds per minute to a maximum of 175 birds per minute because there's only one inspector instead of three.
Theoretically, it should go the other way.
Exactly.
Theoretically, instead of going 90 birds a minute, they should do 30 birds a minute because there's only one guy instead of three.
Right.
But what they're going to do is they're going to – and then they also said that there will be a small increase in the cost of alcohol that they buy because they're going to get them drunk. So that he can't see a thing while the birds are flying past him.
Well, this article also had a little blurb from Diane Sawyer, and she was talking about, they had interviewed people from a couple of the processing companies, mm-hmm. and they said that what they're doing is when they know that somebody's going to be there from the USDA, they're actually putting more bleach, I guess, on the actual
birds.
Bird, yeah. So that there's nothing on it.
Right, they're cleaning it.
They're cleaning it with bleach.
Yeah, it's kind of like, hurry up, mom's home, clean the kitchen.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah, so hurry up, let's put more bleach on it so that it doesn't show that it has anything that will, you know, any bacteria.
Which, all of this says one thing, and what is that?
Shop from your local farms.
Yeah, get your chicken from your local
farm.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else? Somebody on the show recently pointed something out, and it's really an important point. For those of you who say buying steak at my local family farm is too expensive, don't buy steak. Buy cheaper cuts of meat. Better yet, buy organ meat. Okay? Buy liver. Okay? Buy the stuff that nobody wants to buy and eat that. It's healthier for you anyway. Organ meat is healthier. In Randy Roach's book, he talks about Indian Joe, who was like 105 years old and looked like he was 60, and all he ate was organ meat. I mean, we're missing the boat, folks. What you need to do is you need to look at what we're doing here and do exactly the opposite.
Exactly. In this article, it says, in 2010, it was a record year for salmonella infection, and 2011 saw 103 poultry, egg, and meat recalls because of disease-causing bacteria.
Right.
That's more than in 10 years.
Yeah. You know what? Right now, the people who run the big poultry places, they're high-fiving each other, and they're saying, oh, man, we're going to be able – you know what? Instead of let's not throw those chickens away that die before we can slaughter them. Let's just hang them up there and sell those too. I mean, they're just going to push everything out there, and you're going to hear more and more people getting sick from chicken. You know, again, decentralize the food chain if you want it to be healthier. We don't need these big processors. They're the problem.
Maybe, you know, I know it's not very cost effective to go to your local farmer, but if you have a big freezer, maybe if you buy, you know, 10 of them at a time, you can get a discount or something.
Yeah, get your friends together, pool your resources and go to your farmer and say, look, if we buy 40 chickens, what's the best price? I'll tell you what I learned. Here's what I learned. You can go to your farmer and you can actually pay for the chicks and pay for the taking care of them, and you can buy 30 chickens if you have, and it'll cost you less than it costs you at the grocery store. And you pay for the processing because they're your chicks. They do that too. Jay King does that. If you want to buy a cow while it's a calf and pay for the nurturing and caring for it and all that sort of stuff, and then they process it for you, pay for the processing, you get beef cheaper than you can get it at the grocery store. So there are ways around this, folks. You just got to think a little creatively. My brain's not working.
And this is just on a side note, talking about food. Kevin Stevenson posted something from Natural News that they're taking at Pizza Hut. They're taking a pizza and stuffing the crust with hot dogs.
Mm.
Like a hot dog isn't bad enough with all the nitrates in it, and who
right.
knows what they make hot dogs from.
Well, that's the real problem. Hot dogs are made from all the stuff that you wouldn't buy if you saw what it looked like. They grind it up, they melt it up, they blend it together,
disgusting.
They shove it in a tube, and then you eat it.
And then this morning we watched a blip from YouTube from old Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wasn't that great?
The Taco Town.
Yeah.
Where they started out with a taco and then they added.
Wrapped it in corn,
wrapped it in a flour tortilla, added guacamole, added refried beans, and before you know it.
They wrapped it in pizza. Yeah, they wrapped it in a pancake. And then they wrapped the whole thing in a pizza.
No, they wrapped it in a pizza, then the pancake, then they deep fried it.
Yeah, then they deep fried it. Yeah, that was it.
That was from Saturday Night Live.
But you know what? That's really what they're doing nowadays.
Yep.
Most of it is carbs anyway. That's the worst part. Do you want to talk about Monsanto?
Well, I wouldn't be Casual Friday without at least one story.
You know, I can't wait for the day to say I've got a good story about Monsanto and not a bad story. Monsanto is threatening to sue the state of Vermont because Vermont is joining in this movement to require the labeling of genetically modified foods.
Uh-huh.
They have a bill. I think it's 773 or 733. Again, you know, I'm going from memory here. Let's see if I can find it real quick. But it's 722. And the governor of Vermont, which, by the way, Vermont is an extremely liberal state. A lot of times the things that go on in Vermont don't go on in the rest of the country. But the governor of Vermont, Peter Shumlin, is actually sending signals that he's going to back down against Monsanto. I think this is an atrocity. I forget how many states have already stepped up and said they'll fight the lawsuits if they have to.
Mm-hmm.
They want the labeling of genetically modified food. I don't understand why any legislator, any politician, any judge, anybody out there who is going to weigh in on this and have an effect on the passage of this law to allow people to know what the F they're eating would stand in the way of that happening. I don't understand it. I mean, when did Monsanto become this big, giant bully of an organization that it can turn states around and tell them, no, you don't have the right to know what your people are eating? This is nonsense. I got to be honest with you. They dismantled Bell. For those of you who are old enough, you remember there used to be Bell Telephone and nobody else. Okay? And they dismantled Bell because they said Bell had too much control. They were a monopoly that they had to be broken down. They broke them down to BOCs, Bell Operating Companies, which eventually they all went away because they became AT&T and Sprint and all these other companies. But the government was afraid of Bell Telephone because they felt that they had too much control on the communications industry. And they forced them to dismantle. This American government needs to step up and force Monsanto to dismantle. Take them down. Get them broken. Break them up into their little component parts.
But they own the government.
No, you know what? They don't own the government. I'll tell you what it comes down to.
It's money.
But no. It's votes, okay? Because the truth of the matter is, if these politicians don't want to lose their rock star status. And that has nothing to do with the money they get from Monsanto. It has to do with the votes they get from the people. And thank God for the internet and social media and everything else, because information travels so quickly now that we can mobilize a popular opinion. And people need to know, don't vote for any politician that has any ties to Monsanto, period. End of story. And as soon as that starts happening, politicians will go, well, because politicians have no problem taking money from these people and then screwing them. They'll screw Monsanto. That's what needs to be done. You politicians need to start getting ready to screw Monsanto and throwing them out with the bathwater.
Yes.
Because it's time. How can Monsanto back a state down from wanting to know or wanting to let its citizens know what they are eating? Are you kidding me? Is Monsanto the new Nazi regime? Is that what this is? Does America now have its own Nazi regime? This is disgusting.
Yes.
Really is. So I say to Pete Shumlin, grow a pair, Don't worry about the budget it's going to take to fight Monsanto. I have a funny feeling that if you put together a defense fund, every Vermontian would throw $10 into it. You'd have more than enough money to fight Monsanto. For crying out loud, you earn your right to be governor. Protect the people first. That's it.
Okay.
And anybody who knows his phone number, post it every place on the internet. Everybody should be calling this goofball. Thank you.
All right, so we need to talk about listener questions, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I have one from Laura Brown. It's not a question, but I just wanted to read what she wrote.
Okay.
It says, "Hi, Carl, from Toronto, Canada. My husband and I listen to you in the car all the time. Thank you for all of the amazing info about your health and nutrition. I'm doing my first competition in 30 days.
Cool.
Anyway, keep doing what you're doing because it's so helpful. Thanks again, Laura."
I love those kind of emails. They make me feel good.
That was really nice.
Also, I want to mention, and I didn't mention it earlier, Elisa, how many Facebook friends do you have right now?
730-something.
We got to get her 1,000. This is ridiculous. I know we have the listeners out there because I have the friends. We need to get Elisa to 1,000 listeners, friends. Come on. If you haven't friended her, get on Facebook and friend her, okay? Number two. Superhuman Radio Network now has a fan page. I'm going to get away from my personal page entirely.
So that we can manage it a little bit
better.
Well,
it's not professional, too. I mean, it's not, you know, it's Carl Lenore's friend. I got my family. I got friends who don't necessarily have anything to do with the show. And then I have my friends who are friends from the show. And I feel like we need a fan page. There's a lot more that I can do with a fan page that I can't do with my personal page. So if you haven't already, check out Superhuman Radio Network and please like it because we're going to start transferring the show postings and everything over to there once we get enough people to get on board.
So. Okay. All right. So Rad Fox just posted this a few minutes, so he must be listening. He wanted to know, how did you get the Physique 2.0? It doesn't look like there's any for sale yet to the public.
No, but it's going to be on sale next week. That's why we're doing the show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I got it because they're sponsors of mine.
Uh-huh.
And so I bugged Vince and I said, send me a bag for crying out loud. And all he sent me was the chocolate ice cream. But I got to tell you, I love this stuff. And you know what I love about it the most? It has whole milk protein, which does not have an insulinogenic response. It doesn't cause a spike in insulin like whey protein does. And it has this new high molecular weight carbohydrate that also doesn't cause an insulin response. And listening to Dr. Dan Pardee's information, it's only 16 grams of carbohydrates a serving and 39 grams of protein. I mean, it's the kind of meal that I want. I want a higher protein, lower carb meal. And then it's loaded with nutrients and vitamins and minerals and iodine. And they've got everything in it. It's fantastic. It really is. Dr. Connolly, like him, love him, hate him, whatever the key is, when it comes to this kind of stuff, there is nobody who puts together product the way he does, period. End of story. The guy, he's eccentric. He's hard to understand, whatever it is you want to say about him. But when it comes to putting these kind of products together, he's number one in the world. And this is a great product. I love this product. I've been having it for two meals a day. I got to tell you something. I love it. Two of my meals a day I've actually been, instead of using the 3 scoops that it requires, I've been using 4 scoops. So I'm getting about 20 grams of carbohydrates and like 40 something grams of 50 something grams of protein.
Jason Newman also wanted to know if Quest was running any samples lately because his girlfriend wants to try them.
Oops.
No. Sorry, Jason. They have so many orders. They have to fill the orders.
They're buried and they can't do free bars anymore. We have to take a break. We have to take a break. When we come back, we have more listener questions to read.
Yes.
And then we have a clip that we're going to play.
Yes.
Okay. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I will put my muzzle on. We'll be right back.
Yes, please.
Are you with those who hate innocent life?
All inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy of the Daleks and destroyed.
Well, either you're with us or you're the enemy.
We all may go one. We are the superior beings.
No other
peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is your favorite man. Who's your favorite?
Look, bro,
favorite?
There's a new groove. There's a new thing.
James Brown.
I have this on my iPod. I love
James Brown.
I love working out to this song.
Oh, this exact song?
This exact song is on my iPod.
That's impossible. Only I have this mashup.
No, I have it. I do. I got it on my iPod.
Every time you listen to it, you got to pay me a nickel.
I was doing plyometric jump squats to it yesterday.
It's a great song, right? Okay, welcome back to Super Human Radio. Should we do the...
Go ahead and play the...
The listener... Okay.
Tell them...
Yeah, let me set it up. Hold on. Okay, so the last Casual Friday we did, which was actually 3 weeks ago, because we took 2 weeks off.
Okay.
One for one reason, one for another reason. So this is the first week back.
And I've missed it, by the way.
Yeah, okay. And I made that comment about the Marine...
The Facebook issue with
that
Marine.
That posted something on Facebook, and now he's being threatened with a dishonorable discharge, which I don't even know what ever happened to him.
I haven't heard.
And it's true. This is not a political pundit show.
No, it's not.
Okay. But we have a lot of listeners in the military. In fact, I stand to be corrected, but I think John Parker started listening to us when he was deployed in Italy.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And I have people I've gotten emails over the years, especially from Italy, guys who are in the Navy in Italy that listen to the show.
We've done shows on military fitness. When our guys were in theater, I did a show with Nate Morrison asking people to buy bags of whey protein and send them to a military person that they know because these guys don't have enough protein there. They, you know, the K rations that they are forced to eat don't have the right macronutrients. They need more protein so that they don't break down. They don't lose muscle while they're deployed. Nate came on the show and talked about how, you know, being in theater for 6-8 months, you lose sometimes 20-30 pounds and most of it's muscle.
That's terrible.
Well, and you know what? And look, I mean, I'm not like a military wannabe because, you know, but I respect anybody who is willing to do that.
Put their life on the
line.
Yeah,
period. End of story. Okay. So I didn't like what was going on with that Marine. I felt like it was unfair. Okay. So I did talk about it. It had nothing to do with health and fitness, and that's true. And a listener named Kirk, I'm not going to say his last name because I couldn't get in touch with him in time. I was actually going to try to have him on the show, and I will have him on the show, and I respect his opinion completely. That's why I'm reading this. Took issue with what I said, and he felt that I had bashed President Obama. So I went back and I listened to the entire interview, and I'm going to play it again. But before I play it, I want to just read Kirk's email to me, okay? He says, good and bad. He says, I gave you guys the maximum good rating on iTunes, and I love what you guys do, health and nutrition, including the politics of bad health and nutrition. But bashing President Obama regarding the Marine and his Facebook post has nothing to do with health or nutrition. He's right. There's no doubt about that. That was my own opinion. That's all. It had nothing to do with nutrition. I have only been listening to your shows since early 2011, so perhaps I missed it, but did you guys ever criticize President George Bush for anything not related to health and nutrition? No. I did only criticize Bush about him standing in the way of stem cell research. And nothing else. So that's true. He's true. That's correct on that account as well. For anything related to health and nutrition, no. Do you guys plan on reporting all the racist things that have been said about President Obama? Example, the judge that forwarded a racist email about President Obama. I could go on and on, but you get my point. My real name and real email address was used in this message in case you want to reply back to me. Aside from that, aside from the political statements not related to health and nutrition, I love your show. Okay. And we love having you as a listener. So somebody sent me an email the other day because I made the analogy of Supreme Radio being the love child, just like interracial. And they said, you know, that was really inappropriate. And I went right there. Just one person said it. I went right there. Lots of people read it and reposted it. But as soon as that one person said that was a bad analogy, and I think his name was Scott or something from Texas, I went and I changed it. I just got rid of it. There was only like one little sentence that made that reference. I got rid of it. Boom. Right. I take it very seriously what the listeners say because I'm here for them. I'm not here for myself.
Right.
Okay. So when he said this, I was hurt. I felt, man, what did I do? Because I do have the ability to run off at the mouth and not pay attention to the words that are coming out. Okay. So I went back and I played the interview and I stand to be corrected, but I did not bash President Obama at all. The only time I even mentioned President Obama was when I talked about what the Marine had done. And then I said, if President Obama wants to do something to boost his popularity, he should come out and say, look, leave that guy alone, because people would love that. They'd be like, oh, look at that. See, that's the only time I invoked his name. I did say terrible things about judges and the judicial system, the military, the country as a whole. And I even did talk about President Bush because they did make fun of him when he was in office. In fact, Mad Magazine put him on the cover with a kid standing next to him that had a T-shirt on that said, I'm with stupid, and the arrow was pointing at President Bush. So President Bush has been made fun of. All the presidents have made fun of. People used to make fun of Clinton's nose, you know, and all that sort of stuff.
So you also said that if Facebook is going to take...
Yes, well, I'm going to play it.
Okay,
so I really am interested in this. It's 4 minutes. I'm going to play the statement that I made again, and I really want to know if I said anything derogatory or disparaging specifically about President Obama. I didn't hear it, but maybe I'm not listening the right way. So let's see. Stuff that we discussed. There was something that you started talking about right before the show.
Which is?
The Marine.
Oh, yes.
Can we just comment on that real quick?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Apparently, a Marine posted on his personal Facebook some caricaturish type pictures of President Obama and some discontentment, I guess, words of discontentment about the way things are going in the current administration.
He superimposed Obama's image on a poster for the Incredibles movie, and he changed the name from Incredibles to the Horribles.
Right.
And then he also superimposed Obama's face on a poster for the movie for Jackass.
Right.
And so they are trying to
dishonorably discharge him.
Yes, because of that.
Right.
What happened to free speech?
Well, apparently they don't have free speech when they're in the military.
You don't have to agree with him. You don't have to agree with what Obama's doing or agree with. I don't care which side of the fence you fall on. This is about free speech. Where is his free speech?
And the enlisted people out there that are listening to me right now, okay? John Parker and Nate Morrison and people like you. I mean, if I'm off base, post it on my Facebook. But it's my impression that you guys are actually willing to die for this country. I think that and you're protecting our rights to free speech.
By what they're doing.
By your willingness to die for this country. And I think that you should not be stripped of free speech in turn. I think that an enlisted person should be able to post anything they want as long as they show up for work and they are willing to die for their country. It doesn't matter if they agree with the commander in chief or not. It doesn't matter. And to act like there's not talk and discussions going on between enlisted personnel about their dissatisfaction with the current administration is a joke.
The guy, his last name was Stein. He also put a disclaimer on his Facebook page saying that these were his opinions and only his opinions.
Right. And so now here's the test. Here's the test. The test is forget about the free speech issue for a second. Okay. Let's say enlisted personnel are not guaranteed free speech. Let's say that when you become an enlisted personnel, you give up a certain portion of your rights, because that's what they're saying. That's what their argument is, right? That, mm-hmm. that enlisted personnel don't have the same rights as the citizens to free speech. So let's say that test works, okay? I'm not challenging that. Here's what I'm challenging. If there's enlisted personnel out there who are posting positive things about President Obama on their Facebooks, then they should be stripped and dishonorably discharged as well.
I agree.
That's the test. If it's just him because he's saying negative things about the current administration, but yet the people who are saying positive things.
Why do they have the right to say that?
That's right. Again, if you're going to apply, and see, this is my frustration with judges. This is my frustration with the judicial system. The application of laws are never universal. They're always selective.
Yes.
They're always selective. And here's a perfect example. If they dishonorably discharge this guy Stein, then everybody who's ever said a rallying thing about the Obama administration needs to be stripped and ejected from the military because they're exercising freedom of speech. They need to just keep their mouths shut, in other words.
Right, right.
So, but let's see if that's how they apply this. I doubt that they're going to.
I don't know.
And I hope that I'll tell you something else. If President Obama wants to do something favorable for his current bid for re-election, he needs to come out and say, in defense of this guy Stein, he deserves to be in the military. He's willing to die for this country. I don't care what he says about me. There's lots of people saying bad things about me right now.
He's 4 months away from being out of, and he wanted to re-enlist. He was going to re-enlist,
and they won't
allow him to.
Shame.
Because he posted something on Facebook.
Shame on this country. Again, I say apply my test. If they're letting people say positive things about this administration on Facebook or wherever in a public forum, and those enlisted personnel are not being stripped and ejected from the military, then they can't eject this guy.
No, they can't.
Because it's not about free speech then. It's about
him saying negative things.
Yeah, nobody's allowed to talk bad. You can only talk good. That has nothing to do with free speech.
Right.
It's called propaganda. Mm-hmm. You know, and they do that in China, and we decry them.
But I'm not trying to get political here, but didn't people say bad things about Bush?
Oh, yeah, they laughed at him when he was on that ship and said, you know, we won or whatever it was, and the military came. Lots of military personnel came out and verbally. Lots of guys, they went on CNN and stuff and Fox News and decried him, a lot of military personnel.
And nothing happened to them.
No. No.
Interesting.
No. So anyway, all right, we have to take our first commercial break. Okay. Now, I clearly was upset, but I'm upset about how they were treating this guy in the Marines, right?
Right.
Because this is typical unfairness that we see in family court. We see it everywhere, anywhere where authority steps in and takes a position. But did I say anything disparaging about President Obama?
I didn't hear it.
I mean, I want to know from the audience, too. I mean, if I was out of line, then I apologize. I did say disparaging things about the country.
Uh-huh.
I did say disparaging things about judges in the judicial system, but I think everybody understands why I feel that way. I mean, they're the most corrupt individuals in government today, judges in judicial system, period, end of story. But I don't think I said anything bad or disparaging. In fact, what I did say was that he could actually bolster his popularity by stepping up and going, just leave the guy alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But, Kirk, I take what you say very, very to heart, okay? And I'm not looking to offend even a single listener in the audience. So I wanted to have you on the show, and I welcome you. I will invite you to come on later on and rebuttal what I said. That's it, okay? And we drop that.
Okay.
What else?
Scott Burbank just friended me.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And he just said, thanks for the ad and adding so much to the show. Keep it up. Thanks, yeah. Scott.
He told me that he did. He friended you. And he also said that he loves the information that you bring to the show and your sexy voice. Oh, there you go.
Did you have any listener questions?
No, I think that's pretty much it, to be honest with you.
Were you going to answer Angela Bissonette by email?
I did, but you know what? For those of you who have sent me a topic request, this especially Mr. X, who listens to the show religiously and also is a fantastic individual, I found a bunch of them in my spam folder this morning. I'm so embarrassed. And people are sending me topic suggestions. And normally I respond and say, hey, I'll look into this, or yes, I'm on it, or I have got an idea of it. And I didn't respond to any of them. And Angela Bissonette was another one that I emailed this morning and said, I'm sorry. This was in my spam folder. I'm on this topic as well. So those of you who've sent me topic suggestions and didn't get a reply from me or response of any type, I apologize. It's because it probably ended up in a spam folder, and I'm just going through them now.
I have a suggestion.
What?
Friend me on Facebook and send them to me, and yeah. I'll make sure it gets done.
Because Elisa makes sure things get done. What is there was another question. Somebody asked a question that their husband is going through a rough time.
That was Angela Bissonette. Her boyfriend was...
Was that Angela Bissonette that sent that question?
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, she sent me another topic request.
Oh, okay.
About doing a show about a neurological disease.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't answer her question, that question by email. I didn't know it was the same person. Thank you, Angela, for being so diligent in sending emails.
Her boyfriend, Andreas.
Okay.
He's been having some difficulties with financial
employment and stuff, right?
Employment, and they were trying to figure out a way that he could get into the nutrition industry, and they were trying to figure out about schools and costs and things like that.
Well, most legitimate accredited schools have financing nowadays, and I know that's probably not something you want to hear, because right now you're going, but Carl, I just told you that he's got some job issues right now, and the government does offer grants for re-educating yourself. And generally, the people at those schools, they have a financial office that knows all the tricks and tips on how to get funding, because those schools want students. So they know just where to send you and what applications to fill out and how to position it so that you're best positioned to get financing for your new educational direction. So the first thing I would do, I think what's more important than the money right now, because I think the money is probably out there for you, especially through grants. But if you want to go into nutrition, there's a a little danger in that, because if he ends up in like the American Dietetic Association type of approach, he's going to be learning all the wrong things. Now, granted, a lot of people do that. And they go, look, I just want the certificate because I know the right way to eat. I'm going to teach people a different way. I just want the certificate. But I think that there's other organizations out there that are burgeoning. There was one that you showed me, Elisa, that was in a magazine that we actually were going to contact that has a that is more.
It was a nutritional program. I can't remember the name. I'll have to look it up. But it was very expensive.
Yeah.
It was very expensive.
But again, if they have financing.
Right.
And you can get a grant, and you can get some government money to pay for your education, which you can, especially if you're out of work. You can.
You can.
Because the government has special, yeah, they have special what's called as retooling, dollars. Like if your industry is downsizing, like the auto industry was for a while, they have dollars specifically for people who are out of work because their industry is retooled or they're out of work for this or that, and they put to get you into a new industry. So.
I have another question.
Wait, there's one other thing I want to say to Angela. I just had an idea. I'm going to email some people. I just had an idea, and I'm going to get back to her on this. Maybe there's some other ways to go at this, too.
What's the idea?
There's some people in the industry that I'm going to email and ask where he should go for certification.
Okay. Andrew Michael Barker wants to know, is there any state that is actually pro-small family farming?
Well, I think a lot of the rural states, including Kentucky, are pro-small family farming. It's not that they're not pro-small family farm. It's they're not pro-certain crops. So, for instance, here in Kentucky, if you grow tobacco, or as they like to call it here, baccy, you can get lots of support and funding from the government here. And, you know, it's not about family farming. It's about what you're raising. That seems to turn your farm into an enemy of the state. So I think there's a lot of pro-family farm states, Kentucky, Indiana, you know, Mississippi, I'm sure. But it depends. If you're growing soybean, if you're growing tobacco, if you're growing sugar beet, if you're growing corn, yeah, you're a friend of the state. They're going to do everything they can to help you stay in business. But if you're raising grass-fed cows and milking them and selling raw milk? No, you're not going to be a friend of the state.
Okay, I got a really cute email from Andrea Bork.
Okay.
It says, Elisa, are you going to do a show on the competition prep program you've been on these days? All us SHR ladies want an hour-long show with you. I know you did a show a while back on what you eat and how you train, the basics, but I mean your recent revelations. There are a lot of us middle-aged ladies trying to fight the fight, and it's not going as well as it used to with body fat. Help us, please.
Yeah, I think that's a great show.
Yes, I agree.
We're going to do it, especially after this weekend, because you're going to go have your body, reassessed,
and
we'll have more
shoot.
Progress information, and then we'll have absolutely an opportunity to do another show. What else do we have, Elisa?
I just wanted to just mention again, Carla Yvette Espinosa.
Yeah,
because she had asked a question, and we answered it a couple shows back,
right,
about body fat, because she said she had the fat around in the middle.
Yeah, the cortisol fat, right?
The cortisol fat, and she said that first of all, she did order the 8-Force patches, and she's been using those for a little bit less than a month, I think she said.
Right.
But also, she said this week she's been eating extremely clean, working out, and she feels like she's lost a good 4 to 5 pounds of fat.
Right.
And she says that she swears she thinks she can see some muscle definition in the mirror.
Probably does.
She probably does. That's just awesome.
See, and the other thing that may have been going on with her was what you got caught by surprise with in the beginning of your journey. And that is, she was stepping on the scale and going, you know, nothing's happening, nothing's
yes.
happening. But meanwhile, she doesn't realize
she's gaining muscle.
Fat is disappearing and muscle is growing. So nothing's going to happen on the scale. Then all of a sudden it looks like, oh man, something's happening now. Well, no, what she's seeing now is the culmination of what's been being built over the past month.
Yes. And she said she can see definition in her arms as well.
Yeah. So there you go.
Great.
So she's on the right path. Just stay the course. That's the important thing.
Yep. I know it gets hard sometimes.
Yeah. What else, Elisa?
That's it.
Okay. Another week comes to an end here at Superhuman Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you for your emails, your opinions, your Facebooks. Oh,
What? Stelios wants to know when Ori Hofmeckler's coming back on.
I'm actually talking to Ori about a couple things. We may be doing some things together, and I'll see. He's so busy. He's trying to buy a compound in Hawaii. He's working with the military on some programs. He's got new products coming out. I mean, the guy is like torn. I don't know when he sleeps, to be honest with you. But I will ask him to come on the show. Ask Stelios what he wants him to talk about.
Okay, I'll send him that message and ask him what he wants him to talk about.
Yeah. Ask him what he wants to talk about.
And the last thing is Carmela had asked us about xylitol, and you answered it, but she couldn't get to the end of the show 2 weeks ago. So
I wonder if she'll be able to get to the end of the show about the xylitol.
About xylitol. Can you answer that again
for
her?
Was it about xylitol or was it about erythritol?
No, it was xylitol.
Xylitol is a sugar alcohol.
Yes.
And what was the question?
She just wanted to know because she read that it was bad for you, but it's in Quest protein.
No. That's what I said. Erythritol is in Quest.
Okay.
It's another sugar alcohol. See, most sugar alcohols are known for causing
erythritol.
Yeah, stomach problems. Most sugar alcohols cause stomach problems, bloating, and gastric problems.
That's what it was.
The reason that the folks at Quest use erythritol is because it's the only one that doesn't cause any gastric issues. Xylitol definitely does.
Okay.
Xylitol is the worst offender.
And it's in a lot of, like, gums, you know, sugar-free gums.
Yeah. But then it's a small amount that you're chewing. But erythritol is the only sugar alcohol that does not cause gastric distress. And that's why they use it at Quest. And hopefully she'll hear the end of this show. Maybe we should make the show go another half hour so this is the middle. And she'll be able to get it. Anyway. All right, what else? Anything else, Elisa Profumo?
That's it.
All right, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you next week.
Bye.